What if everything you believed about nutrition was wrong? In rural China, researchers discovered something extraordinary. People consuming primarily plant foods had dramatically lower rates of heart disease, cancer, and diabetes than Americans, despite eating more calories. This wasn't just correlation. The China study, the most comprehensive nutrition study ever conducted, examined 6,500 adults across 65 counties, measuring 367 variables and producing over 8,000 statistically significant associations between diet and disease. The pattern was unmistakable. As animal food consumption increased, so did Western diseases. Even more surprising, the study's lead researcher, T. Colin Campbell, began his career as a meat-loving dairy farmer who initially set out to promote animal protein consumption. What he discovered would change everything we thought we knew about nutrition. Growing up on a dairy farm in the 1940s, Colin Campbell believed wholeheartedly in milk as nature's perfect food. After earning his PhD, he focused on fighting hunger by increasing animal protein production. However, while researching childhood malnutrition in the Philippines, he noticed a troubling pattern. Children from the wealthiest families, those consuming the most animal protein, had the highest rates of liver cancer. At Cornell University, Campbell conducted experiments that challenged established nutritional beliefs. His team discovered they could control cancer growth in laboratory animals by adjusting dietary protein levels. Rats fed diets with 20% casein, milk protein, all developed liver cancer after exposure to a carcinogen, while those receiving just 5% casein remained cancer-free, a striking 100% versus 0% difference. Crucially, plant proteins like wheat and soy did not promote cancer growth even at high consumption levels. After decades of research published in prestigious journals, Campbell reached a conclusion that contradicted his earlier beliefs. The animal protein he once championed was actually driving our most devastating diseases. Heart disease kills 40% of Americans, more than any other condition, including cancer. Daily, 3,000 Americans suffer heart attacks, equivalent to the 9/11 death toll. Yet this epidemic is largely preventable. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, an Olympic gold medalist turned Cleveland Clinic surgeon, challenged conventional medicine by testing a whole foods, plant-based diet on patients with established coronary disease. His 18 patients had collectively experienced 49 coronary events before the study. Following his program, a diet free of added fat and animal products, their cholesterol dropped from 246 milligrams per deciliter to 132 milligrams per deciliter. In the following 11 years, only one coronary event occurred in a patient who temporarily abandoned the diet. 70% showed reversal of arterial blockages, and 25 years later, only 5 participants had died, none from heart disease. Dr. Dean Ornish achieved similar results with his lifestyle heart trial, combining a low-fat, plant-based diet with stress management, exercise, and group support. Patients' cholesterol dropped from 227 milligrams per deciliter to 172 milligrams per deciliter. Chest pain decreased by 91%, and 82% experienced regression of arterial blockages, while the control group's symptoms worsened, with chest pain increasing 165% and arterial blockages growing. But what about carbs? This question reflects a major nutritional misconception that carbohydrates cause diabetes. Historical data shows the opposite. As carbohydrate consumption rises and fat intake falls, diabetes deaths decline. Countries with plant-centered diets have significantly lower diabetes rates than those following Western diets high in animal protein and fat. Dr. James Anderson's groundbreaking study placed 50 insulin-dependent diabetics on a high-fiber, high-carbohydrate, low-fat diet of mostly plant foods. After just 3 weeks, type 1 diabetics reduced insulin medication by 40% and lowered cholesterol by 30%. More impressively, 24 of 25 type 2 diabetics eliminated insulin medication entirely. The Pritikin Center achieved similar results. 34 of 40 diabetic patients stopped all medication after only 26 days on a plant-based diet with exercise. A 1976 study showed that a 75% complex carbohydrate diet allowed 9 of 13 diabetic men to discontinue insulin previously required on the American Diabetes Association diet. Despite evidence that lifestyle changes can reverse diabetes, ingrained habits hinder widespread adoption of plant-based diets. Early 2000 studies demonstrated even modest lifestyle interventions reduced diabetes incidence by 58%, more effective than medication alone. These studies used only moderately low-fat diets. A whole foods, plant-based approach could potentially prevent almost all type 2 diabetes cases. 1 in 3 Americans will develop cancer, and 1 in 4 will die from it. While treatment dominates focus, prevention through nutrition shows increasing promise. The China study found breast cancer rates 5 times higher in America than rural China, with Western women experiencing 2.5 to 3 times higher lifetime estrogen exposure, a key risk factor. For prostate cancer, dairy consumption shows one of the strongest dietary links, with high consumers facing double to quadruple the risk. This connection involves insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, which regulates cell reproduction. Animal food consumption increases IGF-1 levels, correlating with 5.1 times higher risk of advanced prostate cancer. Autoimmune diseases also demonstrate nutritional connections. Children weaned early and fed cow's milk have 50 to 60% higher risk of type 1 diabetes, leading the American Academy of Pediatrics to discourage cow's milk for infants in diabetes-prone families. Multiple sclerosis follows similar patterns, with people who relocate acquiring the MS risk of their new region, especially when moving before adolescence. After decades of research, Campbell distilled his findings into 8 core principles that clarify the relationship between nutrition and health. 1. Nutrition represents the combined activities of countless food substances working together. Our bodies evolved to benefit most from whole foods as they appear in nature. 2. Supplements cannot substitute for whole foods and often increase disease risk. 3. Plants provide virtually all nutrients found in animal foods, plus more antioxidants, fiber, vitamins, and minerals. 4. Genes require activation by environmental factors. Nutrition plays a critical role in determining which genes manifest. 5. The real danger in animal foods isn't antibiotics or hormones, but their fundamental nutrient imbalances that promote disease. 6. The same nutrition that prevents disease can also halt or reverse it. A whole food, plant-based diet reverses heart disease, aids weight loss, reduces diabetes medication needs, and may slow cancer progression. 7. Nutrition that benefits one chronic disease supports health across all conditions because the biochemical processes share common foundations. Despite overwhelming evidence supporting plant-based nutrition, this information remains obscure due to financial interests. The food industry, $1.24 trillion annually, and pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, $48 billion, profit immensely from the status quo. Medical schools provide physicians minimal nutrition training, just 21 classroom hours, mostly taught as biochemistry rather than public health applications. Industry groups like the Dairy Council often supply the educational materials. Yet, acceptance is growing. Cleveland Clinic offers Esselstyn's counseling program. Kaiser Permanente recommends plant-based diets to all patients, and universities are establishing nutrition medicine programs. The solution to our healthcare crisis may not be in new drugs or surgical techniques, but in what we eat. The evidence shows a whole foods, plant-based diet can prevent and reverse our most common diseases. The power to transform your health isn't in a pill bottle, it's in your next meal.